The lady just walked by and said, oh, she's living for God. But she's a worldly person by admittance. She's not obeying God in how she attends her religious services, how she follows the culture, how she dresses her temple. See, the Bible says you must follow Christ and forsake your sin. The rich man came to Jesus and said, how do I inherit eternal life? Jesus told him, keep the commandments. And when he said, I've done that, Jesus said to the rich man, one thing you lack, he said to him. And the Bible says that Jesus loved the man. Jesus loved him and told him the one thing he lacked. And that was, he loved stuff more than he loved God. That's Americans' problems. They love stuff. TV, entertainment, false religion, pride and vanity. They love stuff more than they love the things of God. And that one thing will keep you out of the kingdom of God. One sin put Adam and Eve out of the garden. One sin kept Moses out of the Holy Land. One sin took the life of Ananias and Sapphira, Acts 5. What one sin will keep you from seeking the kingdom of God, gaining the kingdom of God because of what Christ has done? What one sin will keep you out, neighbor? Are you willing to turn and leave that sin? Are you willing to forsake your life, forsake this life, and seek the kingdom of God? Jesus said, go into the world. He said, lift up your voice and proclaim the gospel. Gospel means good news. But it's not good news if you reject it. Then the wrath of God is coming for you. It's not good news if you live your own way. It's not good news if you embrace feminization, materialism, false religion. Gospel means good news if you're willing to follow Christ in spirit and truth. He alone made the narrow way. But here's the problem in America. Your pastors and your priests are lying to you. They're not telling you the truth, neighbor. Pastors and priests want to tickle your itchy ears. They want to keep you in the pews. But the truth of the gospel goes out and it separates the sheep from the goats. Are you a sheep of God? If you're a sheep of God, you hear the voice of God in His Word and by the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. I have a question, American neighbor. Who are you following today? What are you following today, American neighbor? Are you following dead Sunday church? Are you following a bunch of false traditions, Christmas and Easter? Do you live, act, dress like the culture? Do you know that this is the temple of the Holy Spirit and we're to cover it in a respectful form? We're not to adorn it. We're not to show off the temple. We're not to put writing on it. Women are supposed to cover their heads to hide their glory. America and the world has left the truth of God long, long ago. But God is coming in flaming fire. And He's going to judge and He's going to make it right. And it don't matter if you're a little bit more moral than the next guy or person. Judgment is still coming for you. One unrepented sin keeps you out of the kingdom of God. Revelation 22, 14 and 15. It says, whoremongers, idolaters, adulterers, and everyone who loves and practices a lie will not gain the kingdom of God. That's America. America's not going to gain the kingdom of God because it lives in sin. We love you, neighbor. Test yourself to the word of God. come out of the church systems, come out of this culture, lose this life to follow Jesus Christ in spirit and truth. These tourist places are famous. What they do is they lure you in. They tease you with all kinds of fleshly things. They get you living for this life. But you can't live for this life and claim Jesus. You can't live for this life and do dead Sunday religion. You can't claim Jesus and walk in the flesh. Romans 8:8 says, those who walk according to the flesh are under condemnation. But those who live according to the Spirit of God, they're going to find justification and they will not be condemned. The sanctification process, let's talk about that. To be sanctified, that means to be purified. That means to be made holy for God. And a lot of people talk about that and say, well, I believe in Jesus, I got baptized, I'm just being sanctified. That's true. But are you losing your sin? Are you losing your worldliness? Are you losing every false way? If you're not forsaking your sins, you're not being sanctified. The sanctification process stops when you live in willful sin ongoing and you won't repent. Christ will sanctify us. The Bible says he will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But 1 John says, if we walk in the light, that would be the truth of Jesus Christ. If you're not walking in the truth of Jesus Christ, then you're not being sanctified. You're either rebellious or you're not born of God. Which one is it, neighbor? Are you rebellious or not born of God? Either one is going to bring judgment and destruction upon you. Jesus said, a wise man builds his house upon the rock, and when the wind and the storm comes, the house will stand. Jesus Christ and his word and ways is the rock. But America's built on the culture. America's built on sand and false Sunday religion. America's built on flesh and entertainment. America's built on doing its own way. America is a prideful, adulterous, abominable nation before God. America is an abomination before God. There's no doubt about it. And it's not just because of sexual perversion. It's because of pride and vanity and false ways. It's because of America loves to lift itself up rather than humble itself before a mighty God. Will you humble yourself, American neighbor? Will you turn and seek the kingdom of God? Will you lose this life and find it in Jesus Christ alone? Jesus said, thy word is truth. Jesus is the word made flesh. And Jesus said, we're sanctified by the word of God. John 17. How are you being sanctified if you're not following the word? If you're following man-made traditions, you're not being sanctified, neighbor. If you're following pride and vanity, you're not being sanctified. If you're following what you think, you feel, you believe, you're not being sanctified. But if you follow the Holy Scriptures, if you test yourself to the Word of God, if you're willing to lose your life to find it in Jesus Christ, feminization and worldliness will not stand before God. You're going to lose your soul as you live in rebellion. There'll be no rebellion before a holy God unless you're obeying Christ and submitted to his lordship and King of Kings. Who he is, you have no hope. There is no hope in your Sunday church service. There is no hope in your false traditions. There is no hope as you live in your flesh. The only hope for you...
Thank you, I have church.
No, actually, ma'am, if you're part of this culture, you don't. If you're part of the culture, you're living for your flesh, ma'am. Feminization has deceived you, ma'am. Why would you paint your face and wear jewelry, ma'am, if you're not full of pride and vanity? That's a small thing, people say, but in the Bible, only harlots and pagans painted their face. Only harlots and pagans painted their face. So we have all these women that tell us they have Jesus, but they're dressed like harlots. Now you might say that's just an outside thing. Jesus said, out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth does speak. What is also true, out of the abundance of your heart, your life does live. And so if you dress yourself up to be looked at, you have pride in your heart. So I'm tired of hearing American Christians telling me they got Jesus while they live like the world. I'm calling it out. I'm rebuking it because I love your soul too much to tell you you can live like the world and claim my holy Savior. You're trampling his blood. You're demeaning the stake, the cross of Christ. You're demeaning what he did for his people. Holiness is the mark of God's people, not worldliness. If you dress like the culture, you're part of the culture. If you live like the culture, sports and entertainment, you're part of the culture. What part of the culture are you? Does it matter? What sin, what one sin will keep you out of the kingdom of God? Turn and repent. Lose your life, neighbor. Find eternal life in Jesus Christ. If you claim my Savior, I'm going to call you to his word. Jesus said, my sheep are not of this world. They're not of this culture. When you claim my Savior's name, I'm going to call out and say, why are you like the world? Why are you keeping false traditions? Why are you walking and living and acting in pride and vanity? Why are you here fulfilling the lust of the flesh? There is no life in flesh for eternity's sake. The only life you're going to find is in Jesus Christ. And come out of the world, come out of your pride, your vanity, come out of every false way. On judgment day, flesh and bones is going to melt away. You could be something for a few short decades. Then you're going to have to be tested by the word of God. Are you willing to be tested, neighbor? Walking the streets, lifting up our holy Savior, calling people to repentance, getting you to think about eternity. You see, Satan's ploy is to get you so caught up and busy with sports and politics and entertainment. That's Satan's ploy. Satan wants to deceive you. Satan wants to distract you with politics, sports, and entertainment. But your distraction is going to cost you your soul. The Bible says, focus on things above. Colossians 3:2. You can test yourself to the Word of God. The Bible says, come out of the world. The Bible says, don't live like the culture around you. Are you willing to lose your life and not live like the pagans and the culture around you? Jesus said the last days will be like it was in the days of Noah. Eating, drinking, marrying, then sudden destruction comes upon them. What destruction is going to come upon you, neighbor? The wrath of God is coming for all unrighteousness and children of disobedience. You can't live your own life, neighbor, and claim Jesus. Lose your life to find it in Jesus Christ. Turn and seek the kingdom of God. The only sins that are going to be forgiven on Judgment Day are the ones you repent of and lay down at Jesus' feet and say, Father, cleanse me. of all unrighteousness. Father, I surrender these sins to you. I turn and forsake every false way. Unless you do that, no church service, no priest, no pastor, no donations are going to spare you on Judgment Day. America is so arrogant to think they can live their own life and create their own Savior and make up their own gospel. But you can't make up your own gospel. You can't live your own way. You can't live like the culture. Priests and pastors are lying to you. Repent and come out of this bloated, paganized nation. The judgment of God is coming. It's loving to tell you the truth. If I tickle your ears with candy and cookies, it's not going to help you on Judgment Day. Brother Paul says, in the last days they'll go for lies and fables and itchy-eared doctrine. They'll trade the truth for a lie. They'll lift up animals. Yeah, we see that with American pet paganism today. Women and men will change their use of each other. We see that with sexual perversion today. Romans 1 talks about they'll make up idols. We see America awash in idols and idolatry. But unless you're willing to lay down those idols, lay down your flesh, lay down every false way. Unless you're willing to lose your life, you have no hope. The store owner closed the door. I don't even have a nap on or nothing. And we were walking around corner to corner moving. They can try to hide the preacher's voice. The store owner closed the door. You can run from the street preacher. You're not going to run from the judgment of God that's coming, neighbor. It's coming, sir. You need to read the Bible and see that the wrath of God is serious and real. That Jesus' blood doesn't cover you unless you lose your sin, forsake your sin, and come out of the world, and come out of all false religion. Sir, you shouldn't do those gestures. There's children around. You shouldn't, sir. That's wickedness and vile. This is typical of the American culture. You walk in the streets to lift up Jesus Christ, and vile hand gestures, vile words, and the carnal flesh. What it is it's light meeting darkness, and Satan's minions can't stand when the light is going out into the world. And so we're standing for the light of Christ, piercing the darkness with the word of God. And our neighbors are walking through this world, living like the culture, avoiding the gospel, trampling the blood of Jesus. But we're not gonna just stand here for it. We're gonna lift up Christ's name. We're going to lift up the gospel. We're going to warn you, neighbor, that you've got to turn and flee from your sin. We're going to warn you about ignoring the grace, love, and mercy of God that is available, because God is love. But what is the love of God? Let's talk about that for a minute. What is the love of God? 1 John 5:3 says, this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. If you're not keeping the commandments of God, you're not loving God. If you're not walking in His ways, if you're not studying the Scriptures, if you haven't told God, I will lose my life to serve you, follow you, obey you, live for you, you have a false God. It's like a man that marries a woman and runs with other women. I hope you repent, ma'am. Come out of the culture and your feminization. We love you. You're going to lose your soul and your pride and vanity. Go read Proverbs 6:17, ma'am. Go read Proverbs 6:17. You're an abomination to God. You're an abomination to God as you walk around showing yourself off in pride. It's loving to warn you, ma'am. Your husband, your pastor, your father hasn't taught you very well. That's pretty indicative of the American church system and the American culture. Lady walked by again who was mocking the word of God, saying she's got it while she lives worldly and carnal, paganized and full of pride. I'm tired of American Christians claiming my holy Savior. Anyone who claims the Savior is going to get tested to the word of God. That's my new standard. Test me to the word of God, neighbor. You claim Jesus, I'm going to lift up the scriptures and I'm going to test you to the word of God. You're not going to get a pass now. And the reason I won't give you a pass now is so that you don't face the wrath of God later. The street preacher is the one loving you, telling you the truth, that you're going to lose your life. You're going to lose your soul unless you lose your life for Christ. The priests and the pastors tell you what you want to hear, not what you need to hear. Modern priests and pastors tell you what you want to hear, not what you need to hear. You need to hear about the wrath of God that's coming and His love and goodness that's available. But unless you count the cost and you're willing to surrender your life and lose it for Jesus Christ, you have no hope, neighbor. You're the most hopeless person because you're not following Christ. Because you haven't traded this life looking forward to the next life to come. Jesus said, "What good is it if a man gains the whole world and loses his soul like Elon Musk?" Elon Musk is going to lose his soul lest he repents. So are you, neighbor. You're going to lose your soul unless you repent and come out of the culture and every false church way. America's loaded with false church ways. On every corner is false churchianity. How do I know America's loaded with false churchianity? Because we've tested it. And it's full of feminization, sin, carnality, worldliness, lies. And look at the fruit of America. Over 250 years of denominational religion. And America is a feminized, paganized, sodomized, materialized, and many, many other isms. And it will not escape the wrath of God. The wrath of God is coming to America and the world. Oh, the world's not going to get off its hook. And He's coming in flaming fire and judgment. And unless you're a child of God, and unless you're born of Him, and unless your life is marked by holiness and obedience, neighbor. Oh, I'm here on vacation. I'm having a good time. Test yourself, young man. Let me know I can help you. Are you Roman Catholic? That's a Roman Catholic sign. Follow Jesus, not man-made religion, sir. We love you. Test yourself. Open the Holy Scriptures, neighbor, and see that which is good, pure, and true. His name is Jesus. He is good, pure, and true, and worthy to be lifted up and praised. He's love and mercy. He's also fire and wrath. I wouldn't love you if I didn't tell you both sides of God. Turn and lose this life. Flee the wrath of God that's coming and run to the Savior who's made the way.